Friday. A week ago, I was in Montana enjoying myself. Now I'm back here enjoying myself. Maybe you understand pretty much where I go, I enjoy myself. At any rate, it's Friday. Good to have you here. A lot of political footballs to talk about. We'll talk about the NFL, the Ocasio-Cortez refusal to take a debate with any young conservatives. The reason being pretty clear, she can't explain socialism. She can't explain much of anything. She doesn't understand politics, the Constitution, mathematics, so she's a little challenged in any debate, and she'd be in, well, some trouble. But I want to start with John James. I want to start with John James because of the implications of his winning the Republican primary for the United States Senate here in Michigan. The implications are massive. And yet you haven't heard about it on the national news media. You haven't heard it anywhere. But you're going to hear it here. John James, a West Point graduate, stormed to victory in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate this week, as you know. He's now going to face three-term incumbent Democrat Debbie Stabenow for the seat November the 6th. His stature in conservative circles has been rising for months, and his victory was fueled by the endorsement of President Donald Trump, who said James is a future star of the Republican Party, and I believe he's right about that. In his race with businessman Sandy Pensler, James secured nearly 55% of the vote, with well more than 500,000 ballots cast for him. In fact, I believe James got more votes on Tuesday than any other candidate running in Michigan. Think about that. John James got more votes than any other candidate running in Michigan. And so that begs the question, where is the racist GOP that we've all been told about so much about for so very long? After all, John James is an outspoken conservative combat veteran, and notably, he is black. The left have been trumpeting a message for a very long time that the president is a racist and a supporter of white nationalists, and so are his voters. The deplorable voters are racist in nature and white nationalists, and they voted for Donald Trump because of their hidden racist agendas and needs. Of course, that would discount the fact that Barack Obama was elected twice with many of the same voters, but don't let that get in the way of your demagoguery. Just go after these people. I mean, how could that be true, that Donald Trump is a racist with his enthusiastic support of John James? How is it that Mike Pence comes here to support John James and the president puts out tweets, not once, but twice, maybe three times, whatever it was? The point is, the president was looking for the best candidate. And the president lined up to push James to victory in what otherwise appeared to be a toss-up race. And that should sink the notion altogether that Trump is a racist, because, well, it won't. No, it won't. And the left-leaning national media outlets will simply ignore John James as much as they can, despite his impressive victory, except for Fox News will have him on. And in order for James to get more than 500,000 votes, the majority of those lining up to pull the lever for him were, of course, white. The mathematical fact. It's a fact that things are changing in corners of this country, and that's not good news for the left. Their narrative of the Republicans are big black racists and misogynists, and they hate kids and old people, that stuff's worn paper thin now. People have seen through that nonsense. Well, there's a shift happening right now in the political dynamic of America in favor of Trump, and it's coming from people of color. Now, the reasons could be many, but in the end, it likely comes down to the economy, where black Americans and Hispanic Americans have been benefiting greatly from the economic upturn in this country. I mean, you look at the numbers, historically low unemployment numbers, all-time low unemployment numbers for the black community, for the Hispanic community. And this change in attitude, if you look at the polling, you'll find that African-American support for the president is increasing, as is Hispanic support for the president. But you'll find this largely ignored by the mainstream news outlets or dismissed as some sort of a blip on the radar screen. Now, I can't say whether the mainstream media is ignoring it intentionally or it's just, you know, oblivious to what's going on. The New York Times, NBC, CNN, They may well be oblivious to what's happening in places like Michigan, North Carolina, or Nevada. Because clearly all of those places missed the signs and the sirens of the Trump train rolling through during the 2016 election cycle. Were they willfully ignorant or just intellectually insulated from the facts in one swing state after another? I'm not sure what the perfect answer is for 2016, but I'm telling you this. There is something happening right now across the country in traditionally safe Democratic voting blocks. Black men, more likely to support President Trump than any Republican candidate ever. Hispanics, more likely to support Donald Trump than any Republican candidate ever. These are facts. There is no better example of that and of the shifting political attitudes and power than John James, a 37-year-old combat veteran who earned his degree from the nation's oldest military academy, West Point, before being deployed in Iraq. When he came home, he took over the family business. It's now doing better than $125 million in annual sales. James will be the second African-American Republican senator, along with South Carolina's Tim Scott. It is a clear indication that white working Michigan residents are more than happy to vote for the right person for a variety of reasons. And James will also attract otherwise loyal black voters from the Democratic Party. John James is the real deal, and he's a genuine threat to Debbie Stabenow. Will he prevail in November? That I can't say. But right now I'd say it's a toss-up. You won't hear that from the national news media. You won't hear any of this from the national news media. You won't hear the national news media admit that those so-called deplorables lined up by the thousands to pull the lever for John James because he's a principled conservative. Because they have respect, like I do, for anybody that graduates from West Point or any of the military academies for that matter. That we have respect for hard work and veterans and smart people. Because make no mistake, it takes very smart people to go to West Point. John James clearly is among that group. He's a charismatic, energetic, engaging individual. And Donald Trump's right, he will be a star in the Republican Party. It's inevitable. How could John James not be a star? Look at him. Listen to the way he talks. Listen to the way he believes in America. Listen to the ideals he embraces. John James is going somewhere. Whether or not he beats Debbie Stabenow, I don't know. But this certainly won't be his last flirtation with politics if for some reason he comes up short. He's just too good. But the notion of racism and the notion that somehow the president is racist and his supporters are racist, that should all be tossed out as the nonsense it truly is. Because again, without the votes of tens of thousands of white working Michigan residents, John James wouldn't be the winner of Tuesday's primary. Just watch what happens here as the election plays out. Remember where you heard this all first. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.